thought that a doctor could see it?
Nervous breakdown is a term I never use. It can mean almost anything.
Mine is a very unusual case. I have ceased to believe in my own personality.
Oh, dear, yes. This is serious. A very common malady.
I am obsessed by the thought of my own insignificance.
And I could make you feel important, and you would imagine it a marvellous cure. And you would go on doing such amount of mischief as lay within your power until you came to grief. Half of the harm that is done in this world is due to people who want to feel important. They don't mean to do harm, and the harm does not interest them. Try to explain what has happened since I left you.
I see now why I wanted my wife to come back. It was because of what she had made me into. We had not been alone again for 15 minutes before I felt the oppression, the unreality of the role she had always imposed upon me with the obstinate, unconscious, subhuman strength that some women have. Without her, I began to cease to exist. That was what she had done to me. I cannot live with her, that is now intolerable. I cannot live without her, for she has made me incapable of having any existence of my own. That is what she has done to me in 5 years together. She has made the world a place I cannot live in except on her terms.
Yes. Go on.
I am not afraid of the death of the body, but this death is terrifying. The death of the spirit. I can no longer act for myself. Coming to see you, that's the last decision I was capable of making. I am in your hands. I cannot take any further responsibility.
Many patients come in that belief.
Oh, so you will send me to the sanatorium? I can't go home again. And at my club, they won't let you keep a room for more than 7 days. I haven't the courage to go to a hotel, and besides, I need more shirts. You can get my wife to have my things sent on, whatever I shall need. But, of course, you mustn't tell her where I am. Is it far to go?
You might say a long journey. But before I treat a patient like yourself, I need to know a great deal more about him than the patient himself can always tell me. Indeed, it is often the case that my patients are only pieces of a total situation which I have to explore. I recently had another patient whose situation is much the same as your own. Thank you, Miss Barraway. You must accept a rather unusual procedure. I propose to introduce you to the other patient.
What do you mean? I will not discuss my case before another patient.
On the contrary, that is the only way in which it can be discussed. But here is the other patient.
Lavinia.
Well, Sir Henry, I said I would come to talk about my husband. I didn't say I was prepared to meet him.
And I did not expect to meet you, Lavinia. I call this a very dishonourable trick.
Honesty before honour, Mr. Chamberlain. Sit down, please, both of you. Mrs. Chamberlain, your husband wishes to enter a sanatorium, and that is a question which naturally concerns you.
I am not going to any sanatorium. I am going to a hotel. And I shall ask you, Lavinia, to be so good as to send me on some clothes.
And to what hotel?
I don't know. I mean to say that doesn't concern you.
In that case, Edward, I don't think your clothes concern me either. Sir Henry, I presume you will send him to the same sanatorium to which you sent me.
But, Mrs. Chamberlain, you have never visited my sanatorium.
What do you mean? I asked to be sent, and you took me there. If that was not a sanatorium, what was it?
A kind of hotel. A retreat for people who imagine they need a respite from everyday life. The people who need my sort of sanatorium are not easily deceived.
Why should you go to a sanatorium? I'm the one who needs it. But I'm not going there.
You are right, Mr. Chamberlain, you are much too ill. You are both too ill. There are several symptoms to qualify a patient for my sanatorium, and one of them is an honest mind. That is one of the causes of their suffering.
No one can say my husband has an honest mind.
And I could not honestly say that of you, Lavinia.
I congratulate you both on your perspicacity. You have both of you pretended to be consulting me, both tried to impose upon me your own diagnosis and prescribe your own cure. But when you put yourselves into hands like mine, you surrender a great deal more than you meant to. That is the consequence of trying to lie to me.
I did not come here to be insulted.
You have come where the word insult has no meaning. All that you have told me, both of you, was true enough. You described your feelings, or some of them, omitting...